Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The Ray program starting this hour of Money Power. And a great, great show planned for you today. Let's first say hi to James Stewart. How you doing there, Jimmy?
Like I was fond of saying, I'm a laughing and a scratching.
Laughing and a scratching. Well, just keep your hands on the counter here, all right? Whatever you do. You know, it's funny, when I was, you mentioned that, when I was playing high school football, my high school football coach, Dennis Caruncio, great guy, one of the great, great football coaches of all time. He was the line coach, and I was a quarterback. And we used to make fun of him because he was the guy that would always speak at the, you know, they had their little rallies and stuff in the gym. And he taught math or one of the subjects, and he was always using the chalk, and he had chalk all over his hands. And when he would get up to speak, he would have chalk all over the front of his trousers, and people would laugh, and he had no idea what they were laughing at. Dennis! Yeah, Dennis Caruncio. So here's the Dennis. I take a drink. Anyway, a good show plan for you today. The IRS, you may know this, and you may not. A couple of years ago, there was this court case. Because what we used to do with IRAs is we would say, well, you have the 60-day rollover rule. And if you have, like, you know, seven IRAs, you could take money out of one and then pay it back within 60 days from money from the second IRA. And then you can pay the second IRA back for money from the third. This serial, you know, withdrawals from IRAs, which gave you the ability to use some money on a short-term basis and not have to pay it back. Well, the IRS came out and said, nah, I'm not going to let you do that anymore. But in the process of all of this IRA planning, there have been a whole lot of people, and I remember as a broker, this was a pain in the rear, because people would do stuff and they'd forget, or somebody would lose money or whatever, and they would miss the 60-day rollover period. And if you miss the 60-day rollover period, you're out of luck. It's a distribution. I had one client that missed it, and it was $600,000. And there were some exemptions, and we were able to get one for that particular client. But, man, it was scary because, you know, I can't remember whose fault it was, but I think he was blaming the brokerage firm, not my firm. He was blaming the custodial firm that was back in, who knows, Denver or something like that. And it was kind of frightening. Anyway, the IRS now eases the process to fix IRA 60-day rollover mistakes and errors. It kind of was, if you made a mistake or an error, you were out of luck. So we'll talk about that. But we start today with retiring in this low interest rate environment. You know, the Fed is talking about raising rates, but nobody's jumping up and down saying, yeah, it's going to happen, although GDP growth is looking like a 2.5%, 3%. Next quarter, I don't know that. But we're going to talk about this because this low interest rate environment may have a tremendous impact on your ability to retire and spend the kind of money you'd like to spend. So sit back, relax, or don't. It's the Ray Revolution, and we're starting right now. Can I take a sip of this coffee? You say you want- Oh, you're right, Chris. That's really gut-wrenching stuff. Oh, my gosh. That is just the most horrible-tasting coffee I have had in a long time. David Blanchett, Michael Fink, and Wade Fowle wrote a while back, retiring in a low-return environment. And I got thinking about this as I was reading something called Now Companies Are Getting Paid to Borrow in the Wall Street Journal. And they went through what's happening over in Europe with the negative yields on a lot of corporate bonds. And it's interesting. Deutsche Telekom, Daimler, Anheuser, Busch, and others, they're actually making a loan, a corporate loan. Imagine McDonald's coming out and saying, why don't you lend me $100,000 and I will pay you no interest. And at the end of 10 years, I'll give you $97,000 back. That's what's happening in Europe. Interest rates are so low, they've gone negative. Now, we're not quite there yet here in the United States, and it's not likely that we're going there. But it does illustrate a point about retirement and retirement planning, and that a lot of the planning that's going on is basing their planning on, you know, the normalcy of both stock returns and bond returns. And it's anything but normal on the bond side. And Jim, you and I were having a discussion about this just this morning when we were coming in, and I said I would, you know, pull this graphic. Of course, I don't know where it is now, but it's in here, this stack of stuff somewhere. But you were talking about interest rates. I don't even know where it is. It's crazy. I just had that stupid graph I showed you. But anyway, there was a study done on this just on bond returns. And to the extent that interest rates went up, and right now, as you know, the Fed's talking about raising interest rates. Now, you remember you went through that, and the example was, what was it, every other quarter they would raise interest rates? What was it?
Every other quarter they'd raise it a quarter.
Raise it a quarter of a point until interest rates went up 2% from where they are now. And it took like 3 years to get there, right?
Right.
So it's interesting because we've talked about this a lot, the fact that when interest rates go up, the value of your bonds goes down. And the fact of the matter is, if you reinvest dividends, you end up with, an okay rate of return over a very long time period. If you don't reinvest dividends and you're just living off of the earnings that you're getting, you may never see that money back. Remember what happens with bonds. When interest rates are going up, the value of your bonds are going down. And the best way for me to explain that is if you made me a loan for $100,000 today for 10 years at 2.5% or whatever, 2% we'll call it to make the math simple. All right, so you make me the loan at 2%. I'm paying you 2%. All of a sudden, interest rates over the next couple of years go to 4%. You're getting 2% on the money that I'm paying you. And I still have 8 years left. So I got a pretty good deal. For the next 8 years, I'm paying 2% when I'd have to go out and borrow at 4% otherwise. You're not getting such a red hot deal. So you come back to me and you say, you know what? Let's refinance that debt. I said, no way. I got a contract, pal. Forget so then you it. Go to the open market and you call on Jim Stewart and you say, hey, I got this loan to Ray Lucci. It's a $100,000 loan. 2 years into it, it's a 2% loan. Would you like to buy it? He says, sure, I'll buy that loan from you. But I ain't giving you $100,000. I'll give you $80,000 for it or some other number. That's why bond prices go down, because the interest rate is fixed. And in a rising rate environment, a new buyer, he's not gonna buy that loan for face value to earn 2% per year over the next 8 years when he can earn 4% over the next 8 years. So what Blanchett and Fowle and Fink did is they went in and they looked at interest rates and the possibility of normalizing interest rates over time. and looked at survival rates. In other words, how much or how many years of retirement. And they looked, I think, 35, 40 years, 15 years. I picked out 30 and 35 years. And then what percentage of your portfolio should be in equities? And they were normalizing bond yields over time to get back to historical norms over, say, a 5 or 10 year period of time with rate increases. And I found it very, very fascinating. For example, a 40% equity allocation with a 99% degree of certainty that you won't run out of money over a 35-year retirement, the withdrawal rate was just 2%. 30 years, it was 2.3%. 25 years, 2.8%. What the heck happened to this 4% rule we keep hearing about? Ah, retiring in a low interest rate environment has a tremendous impact on that. A 60% equity allocation, where most people are, 60-40 mix, stocks and bonds. Over a 35-year period, you're talking about 1.6%. Wow. Can only take out $16,000 on a $1 million portfolio? That is absurd. And it's also one of the reasons why I have preached for years about having asset diversification beyond just stocks and bonds, adding a real estate component to that portfolio, annuitizing income, having product diversification, retiring in a low interest rate environment, not the same. We'll be back.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're talking about retiring in a low interest rate environment, and it's extremely challenging because when the academics all get together and start putting their models together for all of us, it changes the whole dynamic quite a bit, because a lot of what we've been taught over the years is that, well, yeah, you can retire and take a 4 or even a 5% distribution rate and not run out of money for 30 years. And then you have a couple of things working against you. Those models have all been built on historical rates of return. Well, if you look historically over the last 30 years, bonds have generated returns that have rivaled that of stocks. So you plug that into your computer program and all of a sudden, yeah, a stock and bond portfolio mix 50-50 should generate X. But when the researchers went in and said, yeah, but you know what? There's a big difference when bond yields are down at 1.5% or 2% and they get back to a historical norm of 4.5% or 5%, the bonds earn you nothing for several years. Now, I found the graph. That it was actually right in front of me, wasn't it? Yeah. During the break, Stuart says, by the way, the graph you're looking at is two pages down from what you're... Oh, there it is. So this is something that was actually published in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know when it was published, but it was sometime in 2016. And it was very, very interesting, because what they did, they looked at the bond market itself, and they used a hypothetical series of 8 quarter-point interest rate increases, and looked at, with dividends reinvested, how long it takes just to get back to where you would have been had interest rates not changed at all. So interest rates today are, 2% or so, somewhere in that ballpark. And they have a graphic that shows, it's sort of like a tan line that goes from zero to straight up to almost 20% over an 8-year period, which would indicate maybe a 2.5% rate of return. So you're getting 2.5% flat, interest rates don't increase, everything's fine and dandy, you're getting that 2.5%. But then the second graphic, it was a green line, and that's the graphic demonstrating this 2% over 3-year interest rate hike. Now, Jim, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
No.
To go from a 10-year treasury at 1.5% to 3.5% over 3 years, I wouldn't say it's logically going to happen, because I don't see any logic to anything anymore with interest rates, but it could happen. And if that did happen, the bond with dividends reinvested, bond fund, if you will, flat lines for 1, 2, 3, about 4 years where you earn nothing. You earn nothing. And then it takes another 1, 2, 3, 4 years, basically, just to get back to where you would have gotten had interest rates not risen at all. That's 7, 8 years of no earnings. And again, that assumes you're reinvesting the dividends. Now, over time, then, the bond fund does better because when you're reinvesting the dividends and the share price is going down, that's that thing called dollar cost averaging. So if you have a long enough time horizon, sure, it cures itself. But if you are retiring and needing to not only take the income from those bonds, but perhaps even sell bonds to and liquidate them, you don't have as much in the way of dividends reinvesting, then it could prolong the agony. So when the researchers looked at this, and that's how they came up with these withdrawal rates. And I'll talk to you about that because I don't buy this either. And I'll explain why in a second. And they don't buy it either. They're just not telling us that in this particular study. But with an 80% allocation to equities, because of the securities risk, with a 35-year retirement, and this number is stunning, the distribution rate is 1.2%. Again, I'm quoting from a study that was done by David Blanchett from Morningstar, Michael Fink from Texas Tech University, and Wade Fowl from the American College. These are all really, really smart propeller heads. A 35-year retirement, and I bring that up because I said a minute ago, I went to lunch yesterday, the person I haven't seen in 40 years, And I'll get a chance to talk with Lynn Rowe probably next hour about this woman who spent the last few years taking care of her 100-year-old father who died at 102. And so she's saying, hey, my mom's still doing well. My dad died at 102. I'm 64. I could easily live another 30, 35, maybe even 40 years. And so am I supposed to tell her, well, guess what? With a 40-year retirement expectation, you can only take, and this is right out of the study, a 1% distribution? Seriously? That's 10 grand a year off of $1 million? Now remember, that's 10 grand plus inflation over a 40-year time period based on historical numbers. Now, why did I say these guys don't even believe that? Well, all three of them have written either independently or en masse that spending in retirement is different than inflation in retirement, something I've argued for, golly, 20 years, because it's bogus information to say that spending is the same as inflation. It's not. Because while prices are going up, a retiree's spending is going down. When you amalgamate the two, you come up with totally different numbers. Totally different numbers. Most of which are left off any calculation that financial planners do, that a lot of the computer programs do, that the Monte Carlo simulations do, and all that stuff. It's the difference between real life and going into a computer lab and doing financial planning. Because the computer lab will compound this inflation over time, but not take into account that when I take my dad to dinner now, he doesn't eat $2 worth of food. And back in the heyday, he'd pound down a couple of slices of pizza, 4 meatballs, 5 bowls of spaghetti, and 2 glasses of wine. Yeah. And so the question is, Is inflation going to impact him the same? The inflation rate will be the same, but the impact of that inflation rate on how much he spends will not be the same because his spending has gone down dramatically. So, you've got the facts now. It's important that you discuss these facts with your advisor. Very important. We'll be back.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Down in New Orleans. Ha! Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. IRS eases process to fix IRA 60-day rollover mistakes and errors. This is important. As I mentioned earlier, as a broker, it happened to me, not a lot, but there were a couple of times where somebody screwed up somewhere and a person missed a 60-day rollover thing. And there were exemptions, but they weren't that easy to get, and sometimes they were pretty costly. Well, Michael Kitsis wrote about this, and I'll read from it because we should all know about it. With its ability to accept a rollover from almost all other types of tax-qualified retirement accounts, the IRA has become the most popular type of retirement account, now accounting for a whopping, I hate that word, $7.4 trillion in assets. $7.4 trillion sitting in IRAs. Wow. Yet to prevent abuse, IRA rollovers have very specific rules, including only being permitted to do one IRA rollover in a 12-month period, and that any rollover contribution must be completed within 60 days of when the prior account distributed the money. Okay, as I mentioned before, it used to be that we could set up 6, 7, 8 or whatever IRAs and serially withdraw money from one and then pay it back with money from the next one. So you always had a line of credit open forever because you could pay one back with the other. And if you had 6 or 7 of them, by the time you got to the 7th one, a year had gone by, and you could go back and do the first one all over again. Well, that changed a couple of years ago, and now it's just one. Again, back to Kitsis. Unfortunately, the growth in the number of IRA accounts and related rollovers, combined with the strict time-based deadlines, has perhaps inevitably led to more and more situations where individuals fail to complete a rollover in a timely manner, which, as you know, if you don't do it in a timely manner, it all becomes taxable as a distribution. I also mentioned that I had a situation where I think the number was $600,000 or $800,000, and something got screwed up because the client at the time waited until the last minute, and the custodian, I think, was in Denver, and, you know, there's holidays and all. It all happened, you know, during the Christmas or Thanksgiving. It was the holiday season.
It's pretty embarrassing.
And yeah, it was really embarrassing, and it could have been very, very costly for me because I was the broker involved, although it wasn't my fault. It was the custodian's fault. I had no control over the custodian in Denver. I didn't even pick the custodian. Anyway, on and on and on. Now there's a new revenue procedure, 2016-47. The IRS has announced a new and greatly expedited process to receive relief and the ability to fix a botched IRA rollover. If the 60-day deadline was missed for any of 11 different reasons specified in the new guidance, from a natural disaster to an illness or death in the family to an error of the financial institution, the individual can now complete a late rollover contribution as soon as practicable, to quote a legal term, and simply provide the financial institution a self-certification that the rollover was permissible based on one of the specified reasons. And the IRS has even provided a model letter for self certification that any individual can use. Boy, I'll tell you what, talk about a kinder and gentler IRS. They've been working overtime since Lois Lerner and that guy Katzkakin or whatever his name is, you know, were duping us on what the IRS behind the scenes was doing. Well, maybe finally they're doing something to help us instead of further whatever their political narrative was. Ultimately, the new process won't resolve every possible scenario where an IRA rollover might be late, most notably where the taxpayer just botches the timing by not paying attention. Okay, so if you don't pay attention, you're still going to get tagged with these penalties. But if it's legitimately a mistake that was made out of your control, the IRS is now coming to the rescue. Now, in the past, there were ways that you had to get, you know, private letter rulings and all that stuff, and it cost you a bunch of money, like from $500 to $3,000 to do a private letter ruling. Well, that's sort of down the tubes now with this new private letter ruling, 2016-47. Here's what it says. Instead of being required to request a private letter ruling to receive a hardship waiver for a late 60-day IRA rollover, and potentially waiting a year for the IRS to respond, by the way, you now can self-certify that the late rollover is still valid. Wow, that's just amazing to me. Isn't it amazing to you that the IRS is letting you get away with this stuff?
That scares me. Something.
When we grew up in the business, it was like, you know, the first thing they taught you was, whatever you do, make sure you get this IRS paid back in 60 days. That's calendar days. If it happens on a weekend, you're screwed.
Yeah.
If it's on a Sunday, you're screwed. If Monday rolls around and that's the 61st day, you're screwed. They would beat that into our brains. And now it's like, well, if somebody makes a mistake, and I don't know how they're going to get around this. Maybe the mistake was you actually gave the paperwork to the broker on Friday and the 60th day was Sunday and the broker didn't get their job done. Okay, you might qualify under one of these exemptions. Here's the 11, all right, and then we'll move on. Number one, an error was committed by the financial institution receiving the rollover contribution or making the distribution to which the rollover relates. So, company screws up. Two, the distribution, having been made in the form of a check, was misplaced and never cashed. The dog ate my check. You're self-certifying this. Yeah. Well, the check was made out. Look right here. I backdated one. And we found it. I don't know how they follow up on this stuff, but kinder and gentler. It's cool.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking.
Number three, the distribution was deposited into and remained in an account that the taxpayer mistakenly thought was an eligible retirement plan. Maybe an honest mistake. Four, the taxpayer's principal residence was severely damaged, as in an earthquake, et cetera, et cetera. Five, a member of the taxpayer's family died before, because if you commit murder, that's not going to work. That's a joke, obviously. Six, the taxpayer or a member of the taxpayer's family was seriously ill. Seven, the taxpayer was incarcerated. Jim, you should take note of that. Okay?
For the future.
For the future, yes. Eight, restrictions were imposed by a foreign country, Iran, something like that. You got your money in cash on an unmarked plane on pallets to the tune of $1.8 billion. And you couldn't get the money cashed in time to get it back into U.S. dollars. I don't know. Number nine, a postal error occurred. Now the post office doesn't screw anything up. The distribution was made as a levy to collect prior taxes owed, but the proceeds of the levy have been returned to the taxpayer. Or number 11, the party making the distribution to which the rollover relates delayed providing information that the receiving plan or IRA required to complete the rollover despite the taxpayer's reasonable efforts to obtain the information. Now, what's really amazing here is the IRS has even provided you with a model letter. What else are they going to do for you? They're giving you a letter, fill in the blank letter that you don't even submit to them. You just have to keep a copy of it in the event you get audited. So it really is, you're sort of on your honor here. Here's what they say. The IRS has even provided a model letter that can be used where the individual simply affirms that they missed the 60-day rollover deadline due to one of the permissible reasons for late contribution, and that the IRA rollover is being corrected as soon as practicable. This certification letter is provided to the financial institution receiving the rollover, not the IRS, though a copy should be retained by the individual because the IRS reserves the right to examine the rollover. In other words, when the institution gets that letter, they then don't have to notify the IRS that the contribution came in late. It's a pretty cool thing. So there you have it. 11 reasons why, if you miss the deadline on a 60-day rollover on an IRA, and I imagine it works with 401k rollovers out of the plan, et cetera, as well, you've got a way out. The kinder and gentler IRS. Emails next.
You've got mail.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, hope you paid close attention today. Covered a lot of ground. In particular, when we talked about this IRA rollover thing, it's just good information put in the back of your gray matter there so you can remember if it ever happens to you, you've got this. It's pretty easy out. Jim, I don't know. It seems to me like you could game that system pretty darn easy when you can say the dog ate my rollover check. You know?
I don't trust the IRS.
Well, they listen to this program. I want you to know that we have a lot of friends from the IRS that tune into this show.
I get confused. Let's put that.
My buddy Raphael. I don't know if you ever met Raphael, but he ran a radio show up in San Francisco. And I had traveled up to San Francisco once, and Raphael was the board op or whatever. And he's a really, really nice guy. The next thing I know, I get a call from Raphael like 5, 7, 8 years later. Hey, this is Raphael. Remember me from San Diego? Oh, yeah, you're a good guy. He moved to San Diego, and he's now the PR director for the IRS. And so he wanted to come on my show, which I let him on the show. In the first couple of years, I knew way more than he did. But he's still floating around, and he listens to the program. So be nice. Raphael is still out there from the Internal Revenue Service. But the good news in that is the fact that for individuals that do have legitimate screw-ups, it's been really, really difficult to get those things unwound. Like I said, it could take you a year or two, and then there's no guarantee that would happen.
Right.
Now you just got one of those 11 things. They give you the sample letter, fill in the blank letter, and you give it to the financial institution. The financial institution's not going to question anything. They're going to take that letter and say, oh, I'm covered, put it in the file, and if you get audited, you pull it out of the file. So the chances of that getting screwed up are so low. So it's good to know. It's good to know because just about everybody at one point in their life does an IRA rollover or two. And if you miss the deadlines and all that stuff, you now have an easy out. But the other thing we talked about today that I think is equally, if not more important, is this whole idea of retiring in an environment that's different from that of the past. Because when we try to forecast what the future is going to look like based on what the past has been like, sometimes we mess it up, and we mess it up big time. Interest rates are destined to go up in the future. I just don't know when, and I don't know how much. But as they go up, it will have an impact on the return on bonds. And it does make it very, very clear to me that if you have not talked to your advisor about that particular situation and what impact it might have on you. If you're still relying on the old 4% rules and you haven't added real estate and other asset classes, annuities and so forth to the mix, not to replace, but as an additional asset class. And if you haven't factored in the fact that inflation for retirees is different than retiree spending, and looked at the combination thereof, how much spending declines versus prices going up, if that hasn't been part of what has been evaluated for you in your retirement plan, then you need to have a sit down with an advisor that really understands this. Because one of two things happen. You take out too much money and you're eating dog food someday, or you know, you die and you're up in heaven, you look down and you say, look at that big portfolio, I could have spent a lot more money, but I was too scared because my advisor, you know, underpaid me out of my portfolio because we didn't take this important information into account.
You blew it!
And that's, yeah, you blew it. And that's why I cover this stuff, sometimes ad nauseum, but I think it's very, very important information. As the emails are very important, too. So let's hit it, boys. Mr. Postman delivered me a letter from Fran in Philadelphia. You know, it's Fran's like a Philly name. Not Francis or Francesca, just Fran. Fran from Philly. Which type of index annuity makes sense as a safe investment? One with a cap or one with a spread? Okay, this person's done their homework. Most people don't know what caps and spreads are. But I will tell you because I know. All right, so a fixed indexed annuity is a product that, in my opinion, is a pretty darn good bond alternative today. Because bonds are earning you squat. These are super safe investments based on the full faith and credit and claims paying ability of the insurance company. But most of the insurance companies ain't going out of business. Pick yourself an A-rated company and not worry about it. The cap works like this. You get the performance of an index, X dividends. You do not get the dividends. So when you hear that the market went up 10% in a year, it didn't go up 10. The index went up 8, and the dividend yield was 2 for the S&P 500. So you get whatever that return is 100% on an annual, quote, point-to-point basis from the day you invest till 365 days later, a point-to-point basis subject to a cap. So if the market goes up 18% and the cap 6, you get 6. If the market goes up 5%, you get 5. When I say market, I'm talking about the index, not dividends. If the market goes down 16%, you don't lose a penny. You just get a 0. Now, when you factor in the fact that two-thirds of the time stocks go up and one-third of the time they go down, one-third of the time you're going to get a 0. That's going to impact the interest that you earn on your index annuity. Okay, the spread is different. The spread takes into account 100% of whatever the earnings are with no cap. But they mess with the index. So many of them have what they call these dynamic indexes, which include stocks and bonds. And then there's a spread like 2 or 3%. So if the new index, not the S&P, but this blended index, dynamic index, goes up 11% and the spread is 3%, you would get 8. If it goes up 25% and the spread's 3%, you'd get 22. If it goes up 3% and the spread's 3%, you would get 0. If it goes down 20%, you'd still get 0, okay, because you don't ever go negative. Which one's better, Fran? I don't know. I talked to somebody about this once upon a time, and I said, just buy two annuities. Buy one with a cap and one with a spread, and 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now, we'll be able to tell which one was better for you. Would you agree with that? You work a lot in that area where you'd split them up because I can't tell.
It's
they're priced the same, aren't
right.
they?
Right.
It just depends on what kind of a cycle you hit. And frankly, don't buy the hype that these things are going to get you 5 to 7% because it's just not going to happen. It's a 3 to 4% rate of return, which by today's standards, pretty darn good. Pretty good. Maybe it's a 2 to 4%. Hey, I'm out of time. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.